Morgan Stanley plans spot crypto trading on wealth platform. This year, Morgan Stanley plans to roll out spot crypto trading on its wealth management platform later this year, with tokenized assets and exchange-traded fund integration packaged into the same launch. Cointelegraph reported the move on May 5, citing internal plans for the wirehouse's e-trade and full-service advisor channels. The bank manages roughly $5 trillion in client assets across its wealth division, making this one of the largest pools of capital ever pointed directly at spot crypto rails. BTC traded at $81,460, plus 1.6% on the day, and ETH at $2,372, 0.4% as of May 5, 2026, when the news broke, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at a neutral 50. A wirehouse crosses the threshold. Morgan Stanley already lets advisors recommend spot Bitcoin ETFs to qualified clients, a policy it adopted in August 2024. Direct spot trading is the bigger step. It removes the ETF wrapper, the management fee, and the dependency on issuers like BlackRock or Fidelity. Clients would custody and trade the asset itself, presumably through Morgan Stanley's own infrastructure or a contracted custodian. That distinction matters because spot trading is what most rival wirehouses, Merrill Lynch, UBS, and Wells Fargo, have so far refused to offer. Internal compliance teams at those firms have flagged custody, AML, and tax reporting complexity as the main blockers. If Morgan Stanley ships first, the competitive pressure on the rest of the wirehouse tier becomes hard to ignore. Tokenized assets and ETFs in the same bundle. The reported rollout is not a single product but a stack. Spot crypto sits alongside tokenized real-world assets, which Morgan Stanley has been studying since at least 2024 through pilot work with the DTCC and large asset managers. ETF integration appears to mean unified positions across crypto ETFs, spot holdings, and tokenized funds inside a single advisor view. That kind of consolidation is what wealth advisors have been waiting for. Most still juggle separate dashboards for crypto and traditional positions. The bundle approach also hedges Morgan Stanley's regulatory exposure. Spot trading is the most contested piece. ETFs and tokenized treasuries are already approved categories. Launching all three together makes the spot piece harder to single out for restrictive guidance. FINRA probe lurks in the background. The Wall Street Journal reported earlier on May 5th that the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority is probing Morgan Stanley's wealth unit on a separate matter. Details are limited, but the timing creates a contrast. The bank is expanding its product surface into a heavily regulated asset class, while a regulator examines an unrelated piece of its existing operations. Investors will want to see how the spot crypto build interacts with whatever FINRA finds. Morgan Stanley has not published a launch date, fee schedule, or list of supported assets. The Cointelegraph report does not specify whether trading will be limited to BTC and ETH or extend to a broader basket. Implications for crypto card and spending rails? Spot trading inside a wirehouse is mostly a holding and investing story, not a spending one. But it does change the customer profile. Morgan Stanley clients who hold BTC or ETH directly may eventually want a way to spend it without selling first. That is the gap crypto cards close, and self-custody-friendly cards could see incremental demand from a clientele that has historically used traditional debit and credit products. The connection is indirect, not immediate.